I don't believe we just have the Lord's likeness upon us, like eyes, mouth, ears, nose, touch, movement, and direction. I believe we also have it within us in that we feel, choose, think, relate, love, hurt, and so on and so on. When the Lord said in Genesis 1:26 that He would make man in His own image and likeness, those are two different words there, meaning it is like a father who has a son. The son has a resemblance to his dad, an image of him. The son can see, hear, taste, feel, smell, walk, and talk like his father. He also reflects his dad. He tends to think and choose, decide, laugh, and be sad like the parent. I guess you get the picture of resemblance and reflection. Those of us who are in Christ don't simply have a resemblance to the Lord, but we also possess His reflection. But it is more than simply being able to act, decide, have thoughts and inclinations. It is also the reflection of holiness, righteousness, goodness, peace, hope, and joy. We are inclined like our Heavenly Father. From this, it's easy to see why, when someone gloriously declares,
"We are all just children of God,"
it holds no water. Just because we all have the power to breathe and to choose doesn't mean we are blood relatives. There must be an inner reflection of Christ for us to be blood relatives, and that requires repentance, believing in our heart, and confessing with our mouth according to Romans 10. There's the standard. When men try and do ministry with the wrong inclinations and motivations, it is like trying to write on paper and the ink dries on your pen before you've made the first letters or lines. It's just a lot of scratching and scraping, you know, it just doesn't work. God's work is first set in our heart as inclination and motivation, which He has planted there. From the inclination to right action grows right ministry, and if He has given us His endorsement, He will also make the provision. And on a side note, I don't believe God asks us to do anything we can do ourselves. Following Christ sets in our hearts right inclination and motivation. We gain a Holy Spirit leaning towards acting according to God's values. In my heart exists all kinds of inclinations, but the longer I lean into Jesus, the more the tendency to act like the world fades away, dissolving secular drift. In these latter years of life, more than ever before, I think I almost always lean toward the Lord more than the world. 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ controls and urges and impels us. Now we're down to the matter. Henry Drummond writes that when we function under the impulse of the Holy Spirit, we do God's bidding without having to think, to act, to force ourselves to feed the hungry, cover the naked, house the homeless, or love the unlovable. It comes to us like an easy wind blowing through our heart, and our service and obedience is peaceful and easily entreated. When we allow ourselves to be available and function under the Holy Spirit impulse, being inclined to follow God like a little lamb follows the shepherd, suddenly we see the need of others because the reflection of Christ is at the right angle, the God angle. Suddenly we see people we didn't have eyes for yesterday, yet there they are. We are righteously compelled, without being urged by some religious doctrine which has been legally impinged upon us, like tithing. If no one reminded you to tithe all the time, nipping at your heels about tithing and giving money and tithing and tithing and giving money and the church needs money and tithing, if it was just solely up to you and no one reminded you of this religious doctrine, which you still tithe. When we live life in the inclination and motivation of the Lord, life seems more like the way it is supposed to be lived. We don't think to ourselves,
I need to give myself a medal for living an extraordinary life when I get home this evening.
It feels like life is supposed to feel alive in the presence of God, in the moment, all day long. God gives us a Holy Spirit natural leaning to do the missions of His heart. Living life in Christ like that, and not thinking to take credit for the glory we operate in, is like one fellow said, it's like when you look at a mirror, you don't see the mirror, or even think of it, but only of what it reflects. A mirror never calls attention to itself except when there are flaws in it. Thank you.